Like the beat, beat, beat of the tom-tom when the jungle shadows fall. Like the tick, tick, tock of the stately clock as it stands against the wall. Like the drip, drip, drip of the raindrops when the summer shower is through. So a voice within me keeps repeating you, you, you.
Courtney, I know I've heard that before, but I really can't come up with the name of the song that that little phrase introduces. And you like those opening verses because of how they set up what comes later in a song.
Like the beat, beat, beat of the tom-tom are the first words of the verse. And so this, we start the song out with just voice and drums, actually playing the tom-toms. And it sets the tone of the whole song. It also has the audience or the listener go, what are they doing? I've not heard this before. Is this a new song? And then once we get through the verse and they hear that first bar of the song that they're used to, it's like, oh, there's this huge kind of like, oh, how cool is that?
Night and day, you are the one. Only you beneath the moon and under the sun. Whether near to me or far, there's no matter, darling, where you are, I think of you. Night and day.
These details you're referencing, Courtney, about the contents of the verse and then the main part of the song, you know, to really appreciate that, if you're an audience member, you need a listening room, and you're going to be in one.
Yes, the sound quality where we're playing at A44 Studios is really, really lovely, and it's just going to be a great intimate space for people to be part of our live recording. I think it'll be it's a wonderful way to be at an event, see the behind the scenes, how this works with cameras and what it's like to have to be quiet until the sound guy tells you you can start moving around as they're recording and all those things, and also be there for a good concert.
It's also great to be in a listening space, not only to understand the lyric content of the song, and you're a singer, you're of course concerned about that, but also the band really swings out when it knows that people are listening.
Yes, one of the reasons we wanted to invite people to be with us at this and make it a live recording versus just going in the studio is that there is that energy exchange that happens between the musicians, us in particular, and our audience. And we wanted to make sure that came across in the recordings that we're doing. We think that's a really important quality about what we bring and how we interpret the music in the moment. And we need our fans. We need that energy from them. And we know that we provide a lot of calm and just a time to chill out when people are listening to us.
Did you ever plan to motor west? Take the highway, that's the byway, that's the byway, that's the best. Get your kicks on Route 6 to 6. Get your kicks on Route 66. One more time, boys. Get your kicks on Route 66.
We're speaking with Courtney Burton of Courts in Session and their show at A440 in New Hope. is April 27th. The doors open at 7, the show at 7:30, and tickets at Eventbrite, Brite.com. Your group has been together a good long while, and the soloists pick up on the themes of the songs and express them in their solos. And a great example occurs in Teach Me Tonight.
Absolutely. I have been blessed to have horn players, particularly the saxophone players, who are masters at working behind me, but when they step out into their solo, it is like we are having a conversation. They take the themes, the expressions, the way I might have lingered on a word, and duplicate that in their solos. They're providing a mirror of the music that I sang in their saxophone solos. It's awesome.
The late Reuben Haugen was one of your favorites.
Oh, Reuben had one of the best sounds ever of a sax player. And Reuben had been playing saxophone for almost 80 years. So the longevity of that, the subtlety that he brought, such an honor to have somebody like that play with us. And that is what Quartz and Sessions really about. We are honoring their memory. These guys lived the music the first time. And it is my vision to keep the music alive as taught by guys who lived it the first time to us.
Vintage recording of Quartz and Session. And Courtney, I know that the personnel of the band has been the same for a long time.
Eric Edwalds on piano, Rich Goldman on saxophone, clarinet, and flute, John Etzel on bass, and Ryan Lodegaard on drums.
Courtney Burton leads Quartz and Session into the A440 Studios in New Hope for a concert and audio and video recording session Saturday night, April 27th at 7 p.m. Tickets available at Eventbrite, that's Brite, B-R-I-T-E, .com. And Quartz in Session is also on Facebook. This program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Phil Nussbaum speaking.
So teach me tonight.